Gadgets. Chinese computer manufacturer Lenovo announces not one, but two new tablets targeting different markets. Better late than never, but Lenovo thinks now is the right time to enter the tablet battlefield. The company's entry into the field covers two Android-powered tablets, the IdeaPad K1 and the ThinkPad, which will work together with the new Lenovo App Shop. The 10-inch IdeaPad comes with full support for Flash content with over 50 preloaded apps. We provide tablets that cater to different consumers, the IdeaPad K1 for those who are looking for connection on the go, and ThinkPad tablet for business professionals, said Ronnie Lee of Lenovo Singapore. Lenovo has been the world's fastest-growing PC company for 9 consecutive quarters. In addition to the thousands of apps available at the Android market, Lenovo tablet users will have access to the Lenovo App Shop, which features popular applications that have been tested specifically for the Lenovo IdeaPad and ThinkPad tablets. There are already more than 200 Lenovo-exclusive apps. The Lenovo IdeaPad K1 tablet, 13.3 millimeters thin and weighing 0.74 kilograms, is designed for consumers seeking a mobile entertainment device for staying connected to family and friends, accessing social media networks, and enjoying music, movies, Android apps, and the web on the go. The ThinkPad tablet allows users to jot down notes with the optional pen, and they will be automatically converted to handwritten text. When even more versatility is required, users can plug in the keyboard Folio for fast, comfortable, and accurate typing and mouse control. The IdeaPad features an HD display, dual cameras, an integrated Bluetooth, and 802.11 Wi-Fi connectivity. Lenovo Thailand will announce both tablets tomorrow, with one of them going on sale. The IdeaPad K1 Wi-Fi version will be priced at 16,900 baht, including VAT. The ThinkPad tablet will not immediately be available here. According to IDE, tablets will experience a 5-year compound average growth rate of 54% in Asia-Pacific, excluding the Japan region, multiplying about 10 times to 21 million units from 2 million units shipped in 2010. IDE expects more consumers will adopt media tablets to fill their gaming, web browsing, and social networking needs on the go. Some of this demand may be driven by the education sector, such as the Thai government's recently announced plan to distribute 800,000 Android tablets to primary school students. This latest announcement has not yet been factored into IDE's forecast, and there are certainly opportunities out there to keep driving media tablet growth.